A trademark registration is valid for an initial period of 10 years, renewable indefinitely for successive 10-year periods. The Trademarks Bill of 1999 was introduced to facilitate global trade and commerce benefiting India significantly. A trademark registration is valid for an initial period of 10 years, renewable indefinitely for successive of 10-year periods. The Trademarks Bill of 1999, which was introduced to facilitate global trade and commerce, has benefited India significantly, because as we understood that we can now register our trademarks internationally. Key features of the Trademarks Act: broadened infringement, unauthorized use of similar marks for similar goods services, protection for well-known trademarks, police powers to seize infringing materials without a warrant. So what are the powers or the provisions under the Trademarks Act? Broadened infringement. It covers broadened infringement, unauthorized use of similar marks for similar goods services. The example that I told you, Colgate toothpaste or Colgate toothpaste. Now they are both toothpaste, definitely that is an infringement. But if that Colgate was, let's say, a different product altogether, a mosquito repellent, for example, or a totally different product, in the sense it was some other appliance, then it could not be actually looked at as an infringement of the trademark. Protection for well-known trademarks, of course, this is the very basic requirement. Police own powers to seize infringing materials without a warrant. What does this mean? This means that police can go and seize the infringing material without a warrant. Otherwise, for police to exercise their powers, especially in the property of somebody else, the need is a warrant that has to be given through court. The Design Act 2000 covers artistic work, shape, pattern, color of a product judged by the eye. It excludes the product's functioning part and requires the design to be unique. So what does the Design Act 2000 actually cover? It covers artistic work. That means the shape, pattern, color. We are now talking of paintings, drawings, or designs that are created by people, either by hand or by electronic media or any other means. Judged, but they should be judged by the eye, and excludes the product's functioning part. So whether that product is functioning correctly, not correctly, similar to something else or not, is immaterial. What we are looking at under the Designs Act of 2000 is that the item has a different shape, pattern, or color and requires the design to be unique. That means it should not be similar or even partially similar to anything else. The Design Act 2000 defines designs, includes prior publication scope, non-registrable criteria, applicant substitution, international classification, computerized registers, and restoration of lapsed designs. What does this mean? This means that the Act defines designs as and includes prior publication scope, which means, was it published prior to this? Was some similar design available prior but is today not in use? So this is also looked at. Non-registrable criteria. What are the criteria under which these designs cannot be registered? Applicant substitution, which means that is an applicant just substituting one product with the other, or he has registered one design and now is substituting it with another design. International classification. Is this design classified internationally or is it local? Computerized registers. Are there any computerized systems where the product has already been registered and there is a unique number or whatever available? And restoration of lapsed designs. So is this a restoration of a lapsed design that means done earlier? then this would be registered as a new one. But it has to show a correlation of both the owners of both the ideas or both the designs to be the same person. Design Act 2000 highlights appeals to the High Court, remove design secrecy period, mandatory design rights registration, controller handles cancellations, higher penalties for infringements, extended registration 10 years plus 5 year renewal, broader international priority recognition. So what are the highlights of the Design Act of 2000? You can file appeals to the High Court directly. Removed design secrecy period. That means that the design is secret for a certain period and then to be made public, all that has been removed. Mandatory design rights registration. That means that the basic design, fundamental design and the end product, everything is registered as rights. Controller handles cancellation, which means the person who is actually handling the design can decide whether this design is to be accepted or it is to be returned. Higher penalties for infringements. What does this mean? That if there is an infringement, or rather a similar design is made, there are higher penalties now with respect to infringements earlier. Extended registration. You can now register for 10 years with a 5-year renewal period. And broader international priority recognition. Once you have registered under the design, under the Design Act, you have international priority recognition also available. Industrial design registration. Criteria: novel, original, undisclosed and distinguishable. Process: ability to controller general of patents, apply to controller general of patents, designs and trademarks. Protection: valid for 10 years, extendable for 5 years. So industrial design registration. Criteria: it should be new, it should be a novel idea, it should be original, undisclosed and distinguishable. That means you should be able to decide, define and easily distinguish that this is different from others. One. Second, it should be undisclosed. That means this was a new idea and it is the first time that you are disclosing it. It is the second, the third point is it is original, absolutely, and is not a copy or a partial copy of something else. A novel idea, that means it is a new idea, absolutely brilliant, something very different and totally a game changer sort of idea. Process: how do you go in for industrial design registration? You need to apply to the Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks. You get protection valid for 10 years, which is extendable by another 5 years. Geographical Indication of Goods, Registration and Protection Act of 1999, henceforth called the GI Act. Geographical Indications, GI, examples: Darjeeling Tea, Banarasi Saris, Basmati Rice. Uniqueness, products linked to their place of origin, influenced by local factors like climate, skills and tradition. Let's understand this geographical indications with the examples that are given here. Darjeeling tea, we have understood tea comes from Darjeeling, or the Darjeeling tea variety, which is easily grown in Darjeeling and surrounding areas. Banarasi saris have a unique design, have a unique way of how the yarn is weaved, and the designs that are put on those saris. So these are made by craftsmen who actually have nurtured this art and nurtured this skill over generations. Now this is where the law is protecting them, the act is protecting them, and they are, instead of saying saris from XYZ, they are called Banarasi saris, because these weavers, these makers of these saris are all local or all resident to Banaras, that is Varanasi in India. Basmati rice, as we understood, grown in the northern part of India, more towards Punjab, Haryana and that area where the rice, because of the weather conditions, because of the soil, and because of the kind of variety that the rice is, has unique characteristics in terms of the size of the grain, in terms of the aroma and the taste. The uniqueness, products linked to their place of origin, influenced by local factors like climate, skills and tradition. We've understood this with the three examples that we just discussed. Geographical indication, definition and coverage. Definition identifies goods like agricultural, natural or from that local area. GI application requires class of goods. Impact on quality, characteristics, reputation, GI appearance and origin map, protection, 10 years and renewable. So, a GI geographical indication application requires class of goods. It also requires an impact on quality, characteristics and reputation. So, what are the unique features of those products in terms of quality, in terms of characteristics and the reputation of the product? The GI appearance and origin map. So, you have to also identify where in that region, territory or place, village or town that it originates from. And you get protection for 10 years, which is renewable. The geographical indication registration is under the Controller General. The key points are definition, key terms have been defined. Register, Part A, GIS, Part B, users. Classes, GI registration by class. Prohibitions, some GIs can't be registered. Rules set by the central government. So there are prohibitions, that means all items cannot just be registered as geographical indications. Right? The other part is that is registration under Part A, which is the geographical indications, and Part B, which is the users. That means who all will be protected or who all will be considered as geographical indication has to be defined. There are key definitions of key terms which have already included in the registration process. The GI Act features advertisement, applications publicized, users registered and can act, protection for notified goods. Advertisement, what does the GI Act feature? The GI Act features advertisement. That means all the applications that are made are publicized. So everybody is made aware of what are the applications that have been registered for the geographical indication goods. The users, definitely there would have to be a number of users, right? For who say that they can produce those goods or who are responsible to produce those goods. The example that we took of Banarasi sarees, you have the set of weavers who produce those Banarasi sarees, and that is why they are recognized as Banarasi sarees. Protection for notified goods. So whatever is that trademark, whatever is the name, whatever is that GI name that you have given for the product, that is what will be protected. The Plant Varieties Act 2001 aims to recognize farmers' rights, protect plant varieties. India joined TRIPS in 1994, require plant variety protection. A new variety is registrable if it is novel, distinct, uniform and stable. The Plant Varieties Act of 2001 aims to do what? It aims to recognize farmers' rights. Somebody who has spent his entire lifetime trying to grow food for us should get some rights if he wants to experiment or try and grow a new variety of rice, wheat or whatever. Protect plant varieties. All plant varieties need to be protected, whether they are in the experimental stage or whether they are recognized and stable. India joined TRIPS in 1994 requiring plant variety protection. So it was TRIPS who actually forced us to look at this Act of Plant Varieties Act 2001. A new variety is registrable. That means a new plant variety is recognized and registered if it is a novel or a new idea, new variety totally, It is distinct from the others. It is uniform. That means it will grow in the same way as long as the weather conditions, the soil conditions and the water conditions are maintained. And it is stable. That means it is not that it will grow sometimes in 2 days, sometimes in 4 days, sometimes in 8 days. No, it has to be stable. That means there is a regular cycle that is recognized and identified with that plant variety. Plant variety conditions, novelty, that means it has not been sold earlier. Distinctiveness, unique, that means it is not similar to anything else. Uniformity, consistent traits, that means it is consistent wherever it is grown. Now, there could be a situation where you have a plant variety that is grown, but you are able to maintain that in a greenhouse, where you protect the plant and create the conditions that are prevalent in its original place, it should give you the same consistent traits or the same output of the plant. Stability, traits remain same. That means the properties of the plant do not change. Validity, it is valid for 9 years, trees and vines, 6 years for crops. And however, both these registrations are renewable. India's plant breed research grew to protect researchers and boost agriculture. In line with TRIPS Article 27, the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act 2001 was introduced to encourage new plant breeds. So India's plant breed research grew to protect researchers and boost agriculture. A country which is known to be an agricultural country, I believe that is the case with almost all countries across the world. But India has been particularly a much more longer period agricultural country, where we had till the 2000 or the 21st century, we had most of our earnings, the country's earnings, through agriculture. And most of the people were involved in farming. In line with the TRIPS Article 27, the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act was introduced to encourage what? To encourage new plant breeds so that the farmers who were used to farming, they could produce or experiment with new breeds to ensure that they were either not dependent on natural rain, they could also do the agriculture with plant, with water supplied to those fields, or with changed weather conditions of extreme heat, trying to address certain global warming conditions. The SICLD Act 2000 protects semiconductor integrated circuits with circuitry formed on semiconductor material. That means it's the Semiconductor Integrated Circuit Layout Design Act of 2000 protects semiconductor integrated circuits. That means, for in simple words, all the circuit boards that we see that are available in our electronic devices. With circuitry formed on semiconductor material, that means you should have a board which has got a lot of a complete circuit with the board being a semiconductor material. It encourages intellectual property rights protection and R&D in microelectronics. So this is what actually helps the people, the brains, the young generation who has got the ideas and the ways and means to produce integrated circuits, their ideas can be protected under the Semiconductor Integrated Circuits Layout Design Act. Under the Semiconductor Integrated Circuitry Layout Design Act, layout designs must be original, unexploited, distinctive. Applications are filed in writing with the registry. Protection lasts 10 years. So what happens? The layout designs must be original, totally, absolutely new, unexploited. That means have not been used earlier. Distinctive. There's a distinctive difference between earlier designs or similar designs. Applications are filed in writing with the registry and the protection is for 10 years. other business secrets, trade secrets. A trade secret is confidential info, giving a competitive edge and can be protected indefinitely if secrecy is maintained. It is crucial for protecting traditional knowledge. Trade secrets. A trade secret is confidential info, giving a competitive edge and can be protected indefinitely if secrecy is maintained. It's crucial for protecting traditional knowledge. An example that comes to my mind is the KFC formula. It is said that the KFC formula for Kentucky Fried Chicken is a very well guarded trade secret and is only known to a few people in the entire world. Now, this is a very good example of a trade secret. It is confidential info. It is indefinitely protected as long as it is kept secret, and it's crucial for protecting traditional knowledge. A utility model grants exclusive rights for an invention, similar to a patent. It prevents unauthorized commercial use for a limited time. India lacks utility model legislation. A utility model grants exclusive rights for an invention, similar to a patent. It prevents unauthorized commercial use for a limited time. What does this mean? What is a utility model? A utility model is where you go ahead and create an item, an invention of your own, similar to a patent. That means you have got a design, it is technically progressive, and it is industrially applicable. That is why it is similar to a patent. Now, it prevents unauthorized commercial use for a limited time because you are ensuring that it is not known to the outside world. You are maybe experimenting with it inside your company, inside your premises, so you are not letting that design move out. However, utility model legislation, there is no law in India today to protect utility model, which could be the first stage of a patent being filed. So what do you do? Once your utility model works very well, you need to immediately get into the patent mode and register it under the Patent Act. Utility models have easier requirements than patents, with lower or no inventive step needed. Protection lasts 7 to 10 years. The registration process is faster, about 6 months, and often doesn't involve substantial examination. So what we are talking here is utility models. There is a provision available to register them, although there is no direct protection legally possible. So you can register them. They require less requirements than patents, with lower or no inventive step needed. Protection lasts 7 to 10 years. The registration process is faster, about 6 months, faster than getting a patent registered, and often doesn't involve substantial examination. Because what is the utility model? You are trying to protect your own invention for your own purpose before it is made commercial. Utility models are low cost to obtain and maintain, available for specific technologies and products. They suit SMEs making minor product improvements, especially in mechanical innovations. Australia's innovation patent provides low cost IP entry for small businesses. So what are we looking at? We are looking at utility models are low cost to obtain and maintain, available for specific technologies and products. Let's say, for example, in the shop floor, you come up with an attachment that you can add to a lathe machine for an improved way of machining or completing an operation for your product. Now, this innovation can be termed as a utility model. You are able to use it as an SME or as a proprietary firm for your own benefit, and you can go ahead and protect it from being copied by either of your workers or visitors to your factory to use it at their end. Australia's innovation patent provides low-cost intellectual property entry for small businesses. So Australia, there is some provision under their patent rights, patent act, that innovation patent, that means something that is before it is commercially available, provides protection as a low cost IP entry. Thank you.